This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Sport Technical Committee launched, development activities to be fully streamlined by 2017, and government remains committed to supporting the MSME sector. Details after the break. Stay with us.
I wish me could get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear around from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say so you know hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
Now the news. Jamaica's ability to capitalize on sports tourism opportunities has been boosted with the establishment of a technical working group dedicated to this task. The working group, named Jamaica Sport, will serve as a public-private entity which will coordinate and develop sport tourism. The initiative will seek to incorporate branded Jamaica into sporting events held locally and internationally to ensure the country maximizes marketing and promotional opportunities while attracting visitors to the island. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil says the overall objective of Jamaica Sport is to establish the island as the most significant sport tourism destination in the Caribbean.
It will target events that yield maximum economic, social, and infrastructural benefits with minimum amount of social displacement or disruption of normal economic activity. Jamaica Sports will also explore the commercial opportunities provided by sports tourism.
Minister McNeil was speaking at the official launch of Jamaica Sport Wednesday. Development activities across the island will, for the first time, be fully streamlined under the Town and Country Planning Act come 2017. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says four provisional development orders for the Negril Green Island area spanning Westmoreland and Hanover, as well as Portland, Trelawney and St. Thomas, were promulgated during the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Draft development orders for Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine excluding Portmore, Clarendon and St. Thomas have been completed and are expected to be published during the current fiscal year. Additionally, Minister Pickersgill says a draft development order for Hanover will be prepared this year.
Town and country planning and spatial planning are particularly important, especially in light of the rapid urbanization of our towns and cities, as well as the impacts of climate change. Development orders facilitate the rational and progressive development of lands and continue to be a priority as the country faces increased development pressure for limited land resources.
Mr. Pickersgill says the Tourism Enhancement Fund and National Housing Trust have indicated their willingness to support drafting and publication of development orders for five parishes. Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folkes-Abrahams has reiterated the government's commitment to providing crucial support to the development of the micro, small and medium enterprise MSME sector. Support for the sector, Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams says, has come through training, reducing bureaucracy, initiatives of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Self-Start Fund and the Micro Investment Development Agency.
All of this is supported by progressive legislation which allows movable property to be used as collateral. We must, in our logistics-centered economy, give our MSMEs more than a fighting chance to exploit the opportunities and to become the multinationals of the future.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams was addressing an economic growth symposium Wednesday. The two-day forum, held under the theme Economic Growth Through MSMEs, Creating an Integrated Strategy, was organized by the Heart Trust NTA. And Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer is calling on members of the private sector to support training and employment of persons with disabilities. Minister Kellyer says this is important if members of the community are to meaningfully contribute to national development. He adds that this is part of Vision 2030 Jamaica, which seeks to create an inclusive society for all.
And this is why the ministry will continue the implementation of a long-term disability action plan, which will provide support to vulnerable persons with disabilities. The groundwork has been laid with the passage of the National Disability Bill, and inclusive social services, child protection, and targeted service provisions are all part of this legislation.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the Early Stimulation Program in Portland Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.